You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is January 21st, and it is a great day to be an Ohio State Buckeye. They finally break through and win their first championship in a decade with a 34-23 win over Notre Dame last night. It has been an insanely frustrating past 5 years for this program, but they finally break through and get the job done, and they are once again atop the college football world. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Notre Dame and give them their props, because I think it's been about 35 years since their last championship now, maybe 37 years, something in that range. And, you know, the past few decades, you know, they've been an elite team, but I don't know if anyone has considered them, you know, one of the, like, premier teams, one of the top one or two teams in the country. We've seen them in a couple of championships now, but even in those games, it didn't really feel like they had a chance really to be the top team in the country. But that felt a little bit different this year. They looked fast, they looked strong, they looked physical. Even against teams like Georgia, it looked like they were the more physical team. And that's not something that we've really seen in the Notre Dame teams of past. So I think Marcus Freeman has just done a great job with this program in his first few years, and they look like a team that is here to stay. I know there's been some talks about, you know, the way that the funds get split up for the teams in the playoff, and with Notre Dame not being in a conference, they get to, you know, pocket all of that money. So I don't think they're necessarily hurting for money, but, you know, in the new NIL world, you know, no one's going to complain about an extra $20 million or $40 million. So I think they're going to be just fine. Like I said, I think they're a team that is here to stay. They're tough. Their mentality just feels like it's top notch now. Freeman just has them ready to play. They play, you know, mistake free football, and so I just wanted to give them their props, and also just the resiliency that they showed last night as well. After they went down big, they didn't just roll over and give up. They made it a game, and I don't know if it was ever, you know, truly in doubt. But you know, they made it close. They could have just completely, you know, given up and just gotten blown out, but they didn't. They made it an 11-point game. But regardless, Ohio State ends up with the win. And the first person that I'm just so happy for is Ryan Day. I know he has gone through a ton in the past few years. You know, with the losses to Michigan and some of the, you know, what the much maligned lunatic fringe parts of the fan base that have given him a really rough time, him and his family. And so super happy for him to finally, you know, break through, win a championship, get the monkey off his back, and hopefully some parts of the fan base for at least a couple of years. And honestly, this is one of the most dominant runs that we've seen ever in college football. I don't really want to get into the debate today of greatest teams ever, you know, whether it's like 2019 LSU or some of the other great teams that we've seen over the past few years. But in terms of what they accomplished, I don't think it can be debated that this is the greatest run that we've seen in terms of having to play four games in the postseason, and the teams that they beat and in the fashion that they beat them. It was just complete dominance the whole way. Tennessee, you know, one of the top teams in the SEC, did not have a chance. Oregon, the top team in the country, undefeated, did not have a chance. Texas, you know, arguably the best team coming out of the SEC, you know, in that game, it seemed like everything went their way. Every time they fumbled the ball, it just seemed like it was right back in their hands. Every bounce went their way, a lot of the calls, and they still lost by 14. And then, you know, a Notre Dame team that had been on fire ever since that loss to NIU, you know, they had a great drive to start the game. One of the most dominant drives that you'll ever see, like a 10-minute, I think it was 18 play drive that I think they converted three or four fourth downs. They go up 7-0, and then you blink and it's 31-7. And, you know, it's just been a complete and utter dominant run. And I think they deserve a lot of credit, especially like from where they were when the regular season ended. They were in such a dark, terrible place. And to come back and play like they did in the last four games, you can't give enough credit to Ryan Day and a lot of the leaders on that team too, especially the seniors that came back with a goal to win a championship. And they come in and they, you know, they finish the job. So I think Ryan Day finally fully vindicated. And you know, this team, I think they finished, I want to say it was five top five wins and seven top 10 wins. So like I said, we'll get into the debate another day on greatest teams ever, but this team's greatness cannot be understated for sure. But one of the other storylines that I did want to talk about that somehow keeps coming up is the idea of this like $20 million roster and how Ohio State bought a championship and all of this. And yeah, the roster was expensive, but I think to say that they bought a championship is just a complete farce. Everyone in the country is spending a lot of money right now. Two of the teams that they beat along the way spent more money than them. Oregon and Texas both had a more expensive roster. And you look at some other teams like Michigan. Michigan just spent $12 million on one player. And, you know, so I think to act like this was a bought championship is just crazy to me. And especially when you look at the details, like what was the reason that they had to spend so much money? Well, they brought back a bunch of guys who probably should have went to the NFL. These were great guys that decided to return for their last season. But yeah, that was going to cost a lot of money. But these were guys that started in the program. They were developed in the program. And yeah, they ended up being a little bit expensive, but that's to be expected. And then you look at their transfers. They really didn't have that many. They had seven transfers this year. You know, a lot of these other schools have 20, 30, or even more transfers. And one of those was Julian Sayin, who was technically a transfer, but he was a true freshman. You know, he had technically signed with Alabama, but he was never there. So that's one of your transfers as the backup quarterback. And then the rest of them were essentially laughed at. I mean, you look at when Will Howard came in. You can find the receipts. Go back to Twitter a year ago. Everyone laughed at him. They said Ohio State missed out on all the big names and they had to settle for Will Howard. And then you look at McLaughlin. They said, oh, you know, here's a guy. He can't even snap the ball. You want him to be your center? They laughed at that signing. And same with Judkins. You know, Judkins, hey, we were told, hey, this guy's a locker room issue. He'll be a cancer. He has character issues. And he was nothing but great all year. But they laughed at that signing, too. The only one that people were actually afraid of was Caleb Downs. And we knew he was going to be great after his freshman year at Bama. But that was the only one that anyone gave any credence to. They laughed at everyone else Ohio State brought in. And those guys ended up being huge impact players for them. But no one thought they were going to be anything crazy when they signed. And I think that speaks a lot to the testament of the program and what they can do for a lot of players coming in. You know, McLaughlin ends up as the best center in the country. Now he tears his Achilles, doesn't get to play in the postseason. But he was huge for the first half of the year. Judkins ends up with three touchdowns in the championship. Will Howard was great all year, especially in the playoff. And Downs was, you know, incredible too. But again, to act like they bought a championship is just crazy to me. But yeah, so, I mean, regardless, and that's why you come to Ohio State. You come there to play in the big games, to win the big games, to eventually go to the NFL. And so a lot of guys, they put that off for an extra year to come back and win a championship, and they got the job done. But I think, again, I think it's a testament to the program. And it also shows, you know, they adapt better than any other team, any other program in the country. It is a professional organization at the college level. You know, we all know the history of them. They had six championships in the, you know, like the AP poll era, if we want to call it that. But then, you know, it changes to the BCS and they win a championship just a few years into that. And then we eventually evolve to the 14 playoff and they win the first one, and then the 12 team playoff and they win the first one. It just shows, you know, how, you know, good they are at adapting to the ever changing college football landscape. And it's still changing a lot. We're probably gonna have more changes next year and the year after that. But they're just better equipped than anybody to do that. And so that's why, you know, if you're a young player, I can't find a reason that you wouldn't want to go there between the development that you're going to get, the opportunities and the stage that you're going to get, and, you know, the money as well, which is a big deal. But we're just going to see that number keep going up and up and up across the board as more and more teams are spending millions and millions of dollars on their rosters. But overall, you know, looking at this college football season as a whole, I thought it was fantastic. There were a lot of people saying that they thought the regular season was diminished because of the 12-team playoff, but I just don't agree with that. I think the end of the regular season was great. There were a lot of teams on the bubble that had very meaningful games at the end of the year. Teams You look at like even the Big 12, it was such a mess with teams trying to just even get to their conference championship games so then they could potentially get a bye in the playoff. And so I don't think it hurt the regular season at all. And the first round was awesome. All the home playoff games, I know they weren't necessarily close, but that happens in every sport. The higher seeded teams are expected to win, especially when they're at home, especially in college football. And we even saw that in the NFL this year. There were blowouts all over the place in the first round of the playoffs. So, you know, that's to be expected. I thought the atmospheres were awesome. Seeing some of the teams from the South had to come play up north and the elements was awesome. And I'm very excited for that moving forward as well. I think we can still make a lot of changes to the playoff, and we'll address some of those in some future episodes. But overall, I thought we had a great season. The games towards the end of the year were great in the semis and the final. And it just could not have ended any better, at least for an Ohio State fan. But I thought it was extremely entertaining, and I think it's only going to get better in the years moving forward. So I would say it was definitely a success. And I think we're going to get a little bit more expansion, a couple tweaks here and there. And like I said, it's just going to continue to improve over the next few years. But we'll talk about that in some later episodes, what we think the best ideas are, what we think the best changes are. And we'll see how those eventually play out. But anyway, with that being said, we'll just about wrap it up for today's episode of The Daily Dime. Thanks for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing and liking or rating 5 stars if you're listening to the podcast. But we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.